Well, it is my great pleasure to once again talk to Christy Catt, a member of Tapestry, which appears on the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music's newly named festival, Connecting Chords. And Tapestry is returning to Michigan to perform not one, but two concerts on Thursday and Friday. They're both at First Baptist Church in downtown Kalamazoo, starting at 7:30 p.m. Christy, thank you for chatting with me about these concerts.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
The last time that we talked on the radio, Christy, I remember being fascinated by your approach to singing, turning it from just about the throat and the larynx into a full body idea. And I wonder if you're still pursuing that and teaching that to your students in New England.
I am, and actually, since I talked to you, I wrote a book with help from Berklee College of Music here in Boston, and it's called The Kinesthetic Singer, and it's a textbook being used in some voice classes that I teach, and other people are starting to get interested in it, too, and so I'm still going strong with music as a movement and things like that, and yeah, so that's still going strong.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. The Kinesthetic Singer. I enjoyed your concert very much the last time you were with us in Kalamazoo. I saw the three singers of Tapestry, along with Shira Kamen and a very good oud player, I think it was called.
Yes, that was our Song of Songs program. And we will be back with the singers and Shira Kamen, and then for this concert, we have James Falzone on clarinet and pipes, and he often tours with us. And then we have a new guest artist who's part of our agent, Erica Schipp's roster, up-and-coming young Russian pianist, Arsenti Karatonov. And so we're really excited to have him playing piano with us. And this concert is a real departure. It's the World War I concert called Lessons of Darkness. It's a departure from what Tapestry usually does. It's similar in its approach and how we like to do thematic programs, but it's a different repertoire than what we usually do. So that's been really exciting. And it's all inspired by the fact that November 11th is the 100th anniversary of the close of World War I, so Armistice Day. And I think that's very much on people's minds right now, the themes of any kind of program that's celebrating the end of war. So we've been working on this program for about 2.5 years in anticipation of this anniversary. And we've been exploring the composers who were in some way involved in World War I or impacted by World War I, and then we weave it together with folk songs from areas also that were impacted by World War I, and sort of with an eye to the idea of sort of lives interrupted, people going about their day and their lives, and then, you know, it being interrupted by this huge event that shook the world.
It's called Lessons of Darkness, Armistice Day 1918, and it will be held Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in First Baptist Church. And it features Tapestry with special guest Arsenti Kartonov at the piano. The era in which we're talking about, there were many composers I can think of who were affected by the events of World War I, British composers, French, I mean, for every European.
Absolutely.
Could you provide some of the names that will be on the program?
Absolutely. So the kind of a focal point from when I was different ones of us researched different programs, but this one just caught my interest. The one we brought before Song of Songs was really Daniela and Lori taking the lead on that one, and this one I kind of took off, and I got really fascinated with Maurice Ravel, who was too old to fight in World War I, and so he enlisted to be an ambulance driver. And we opened the program with a piece that he wrote shortly before going in to the war, and it's a Kaddish. It's a beautiful piece for voice and piano, and the Kaddish is a Jewish prayer, and Ravel was very interested in different types of spirituality and exploring that, and so that just captured, that poem captured his feelings and mood as he was going into this role as being part of World War One as an ambulance driver. And so we have that piece opening our program with Laurie Monahan singing and Arsinti playing just an excerpt. And then we have sort of, there's a piece by Ravel, Le Tombeau de Couperin, and that is a beautiful piano suite. And we have little, we have sections of these suites woven into our program played by Arsinti. And Ravel wrote each suite section for each piece within the suite for an individual soldier that fell in battle. Surprisingly, the songs themselves, they're written to someone who was killed in World War I, but each one of them is full of life, very animated and not mournful. And I was reading about that. He was asked about that, and he said it was so sad that these young men were died that he, the last thing he wanted to do was write a sad piece for them. So he was trying to kind of show the life of that was interrupted in a way. And so that kind of that idea really shaped the program. So you'll see this woven through, but then we include some folk songs from Serbia and Armenia, areas very much impacted. And then we have four Russian songs by Stravinsky. He was in the Ukraine. He was very interested in folk traditions, collecting and weaving them into his compositions. But he was actually made one last trip into the Ukraine to try to get all of his music and papers, and got out just in time, basically, and you know, was forced to leave because of World War One. And so he's featured with these four peasant songs, which again are full of life. They're games and you know, getting your fortune told and things like that. And then we also have Rachmaninoff, who was forced to leave also Russia because of the war. We have from him, we have some beautiful liturgical pieces, framing a new piece by Ivan Moody, and it's a setting of Anna Akhmatova. Anna Akhmatova is a very famous Russian poet who elected to stay in Russia and suffered greatly for that. We include some Debussy. We have three pieces by Debussy. Early song that he wrote as a teenager, it's a love song. And then he was, at the end of his life, he died before the war finished, and he wrote a piece called, it translates as just a children's song, where the children of France are angry about what's happened, and they're protesting the war and what's happening to their families and their homes. So it was a kind of a political song by Debussy. We have a little taste of his last piece, which is a violin sonata, which Shira Kamen will play on improvisations on in Vial. We feature two American composers, James Reese Europe, who was a African-American composer who basically brought jazz to Europe through his service at both as a soldier and a band leader, who was, his music was being played throughout Europe during the war, and with him, it's really interesting to read about how warmly and he was treated, how well he and his soldiers were treated in France during the war, as opposed to how he was treated in his own country.
Would you Would you say his name again more clearly?
Sure. His name is James Rhys Europe.
Europe, like the continent?
Yes, that's his name. And he was a very successful musician going into World War One. He was son of a former slave, and he was the first one to have his all-black orchestra play in Carnegie Hall in 1912. And then he brought, he was in the something called the Harlem Hellfighters. It was a regiment that was both fighting and playing. And again, he was touring as a soldier, but and with his unit that also played kind of early jazz, and really introduced that to France and other European countries. James Falzone, who is a noted jazz clarinetist, as well as all the many, many things he does with us. And he's kind of doing a tribute to him, playing some of his themes in a kind of a piece that he's created to honor him.
Oh, fantastic.
And then the other American composer we feature is Virgil Thompson. And we're going to do his setting of Psalm 23. Our closing piece, and another kind of big touchstone piece for the program, is Vaughan Williams' Cantata Dona Nobis Pacem. We're doing excerpts, really focused on the poetry of the piece. And he wrote this in between World War One and World War Two, as he saw that maybe this was going to happen again, he was trying to remind people of how bad things had been in World War One, and it was really just reaching out before World War Two, trying to make a plea for peace. And the poetry, there's different poems, but we've focused on Walt Whitman poetry within it, and it speaks very true today. And this piece is, we've rearranged it. It's for chorus and orchestra, but we're doing it for our forces. So you'll hear kind of a new arrangement of selections from that piece. And that's the music.
Well, Kristy, as I listen to you describe this program, I can't help but think of the word tapestry. You are weaving themes and story and narrative and time and place together in one program in a very intriguing way. It's nice to hear familiar composers, but not their most familiar music. And I think that's a big part of the appeal of this program, certainly for me. It's Lessons of Darkness, Armistice Day, 1918. It'll be a program on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at First Baptist Church, and tickets and more information are at ccmusicfest.com. And finally, let's move on to Starry Night, which is the following evening's program, also at First Baptist Church, and also featuring James Falzone. I've spoken with James in the past. He does have a huge skill set, you might say, to draw upon. You know, he could be
Absolutely.
Playing the Mozart clarinet quintet one day and then improvising with Middle Eastern musicians the next day. So
absolutely.
He it's must be fun to collaborate with. Yeah.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He jumps in, and we have a wonderful time with him, and also Shira Commons on this program playing viola. So it's a rich evening of music, presentation in how we approach it and the music. This program, we were asked to design this program for the Wilson Laboratory. That's in Los Angeles, just up on top of a mountain, right outside of Los Angeles. So it's all kind of thinking about, pondering about this, the sky and the stars and the planets and the shifts, or the cycles. So this whole program is kind of organized around the cycles of life, and it's a kind of just a piece that unfolds and goes from section to section really without any breaks. And we move through pieces, composers like Alan Hofhannes. We have some 16th century Renaissance polyphonies, vocal pieces, a little bit of Debussy, and a little bit of Hildegard von Bingen, and then a composer we've performed many, many years, many places, definitely performed her works at Kalamazoo several times. We're doing a piece by Patricia Vaness, and these different from Hildegard to Vaness, the theme is really all these texts and images about the night sky and the constellations and stars.
Would you hold it against me if I have my eyes closed while listening to this concert?
Oh, absolutely. I will not at all. And like I said, this is a different kind of presentation than our the opening concerts, more of what you expect at a concert, with talking and sets and breaks. But we do this piece as we move in the space, and you'll have lots of time to have your eyes closed while James Falzone is just transporting you with his playing, and Shira Kahman as well, improvising between sets. And so it's a very dreamy kind of program.
I'd love to hear where Tapestry is going on this tour besides Kalamazoo. I know that this is going to take a few weeks out of your life, right?
Yes, I'm getting on a flight shortly after we get off the phone and heading to St. Cloud. And we're going to perform for the chamber music series in St. Cloud. And then we're going to Grand Forks to perform at the museum there. Then we're going to a small town near Grand Forks, Mayville, where we're performing at their college. Then we're coming to Kalamazoo, and we'll be there for a few days since we have two concerts and we're doing some outreach in the community.
Uh-huh.
And then we head to the National Gallery at Washington, D.C., and that will be the final concert, and that will happen on November 11th, which is the Armistice Day anniversary.
Well, Kristi, congratulations on over 20 years as a vocal ensemble and creating incredible programs that are so thoughtful. And this town is filled with very serious singers who could only benefit from your example. Thank you very much for talking with me today, and have a great couple of days in Kalamazoo.
All right. Well, thank you.